What we're really saying to members of the public is it really only has much of an impact on those who've got probably quite poor respiratory problems, certainly people with severe asthma, etc. They should avoid that really through the day, any excessive exercise or stuff like that. So, but for the ordinary average member of the public, actually there's nothing really to be concerned about.
And you say that those people with asthma, they might be affected, you know, avoid strenuous exercise. What happens then if they were to you know, to maybe go for a long walk or something?
Yeah. Oh, and if these people are undertaking strenuous exercise, when people have conditions like asthma, sometimes it can bring on a bit of shortness of breath and difficulty in breathing, in which case they take a preventative inhaler. So there's an instant sort of fix to that. So it's just been mindful for people who have those sorts of conditions, if they may need to use it slightly more than they would on the normal average day. But actually, other than that, it shouldn't affect them going about their normal business whatsoever.
And how does that do that then? I mean, is it do the particles in the air or something, yeah, do they irritate something in the throat, for example, and cause that?
It's essentially the small particulates in the atmosphere at such high levels irritate the membranes in the lungs, which makes breathing a little bit harder for people with that. And those sorts of conditions are more susceptible to that than the average person. So, but people who live with those conditions are familiar with how they get on a normal day-to-day and manage their conditions very well themselves. But it's just being mindful. So the advice really is to make sure you've got your preventative medication with you, the inhalers, etc. And otherwise, don't do anything abnormally excessive exercise-wise.